Established in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every follower of Christ is called to be established in the revelation of the authority that's been invested in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mere intellectual assent is powerless. Revelation must be birthed within the heart and proven through obedience. You know, the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not released through knowledge alone, but through faith put into action. Do you know when Peter and John encountered the lame man at the beautiful gate? When Peter declared, "Look on us," the man expected to receive a gift, but Peter offered him something infinitely greater. "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." With that command, Peter reached forth, lifted the man by the hand, and immediately the man's feet and ankles received divine strength. The man leapt up, the man walked, and the man entered into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. The crowd was filled with wonder, but Peter knew what had happened. It was the authority of the name of Jesus Christ that Peter exercised through faith, and heaven responded with the miraculous intervention. That same name has lost none of its power. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth remains today what it was then, and it will always be the same, unchanging, unstoppable, and unmatched. The name, this name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that caused the lame to walk and the blind to see, still holds dominion over every sickness, over every bondage, and over every demonic power. The honor, the authority, and the glory that's bound up in this name of Jesus has now been invested into the hearts and lives of believers in Jesus Christ. Jesus himself affirmed this weight of his name. "Whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receives me, and whosoever receives me receives not me, but him that sent me." And again, "There is no man which hath done a miracle in my name that can lightly speak of me. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say to you, he shall not lose his reward." To act in this name, this all-powerful name of Jesus Christ, is to represent Jesus before men and therefore before heaven itself. Every act that's done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is accounted as being done unto him. Jesus further declared, "These signs shall follow them who believe in my name. They shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and the sick shall recover." This commission then is unmistakable. The same authority that rested upon Jesus during his earthly ministry now rests upon his body, the church. This name that healed the sick, this name that raised the dead, this all-powerful name that silenced the storms upon the Sea of Galilee, this name now has been given to every believer who will walk in faith, in trust, in reliance upon the strength of the Word of God and faith in Jesus Christ in his name. The authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth transcends every realm, natural, spiritual, visible, and invisible. This name extends beyond time, beyond space, and beyond creation itself. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth stands supreme, unchanging, eternal, and victorious. This name, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, cannot fail, cannot diminish, and will not weaken. The word of God is sure. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away. That same unshakable authority has now been conferred upon all those who are in Christ Jesus. The believer's charge, therefore, is clear. We are to live in this name. We are to act through this name. And we are to glorify this name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth throughout all this earth. Do you know, the world does not need another powerless church, but it needs one that will stand in this twofold revelation of who we are in Christ and of greater of the reality of Christ within our lives. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not meant to be whispered without conviction, but declared with the boundless heaven's mandate. Every time the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is spoken in faith, the kingdom of darkness trembles, chains are broken, and heaven moves in power. Let every believer rise up and take their rightful place as an ambassador of Jesus Christ. The authority that once flowed through the hands of Jesus now flows through his body on this earth. The same Holy Ghost and power that raised Jesus from the dead now empowers all those who believe in Jesus' name. The authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is as real and as powerful today as it was when it was first spoke. Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever, and his power still echoes through the ages. Lo, I am with you always, even till the end of the world. The question is not whether does his name still hold power. It does. The question is whether his people will walk worthy of it. Let every believer live with the conviction that heaven's authority has been placed in our hands. Let every word, let every prayer, let every act be done in his name and for his glory. For there is no higher authority, no greater power, and no surer victory than in this name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have not been left powerless. We have been entrusted with the most powerful name in all of creation. Let us arise, not in our strength, but in his authority. Let us speak that name with faith. Live under its covering and act as those who are sent by heaven. For when we stand in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hell trembles, sickness must bow, and the will of the Father must be done on this earth as it is in heaven. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the believer's legal right and spiritual weapon and divine covering. It is the seal of heaven upon the body of Christ and the mark of sonship upon every individual and corporate believer. Therefore, let every follower of Jesus Christ rise to the responsibility of that sacred trust. Let the name of Jesus not be spoken with formality, but with faith. Let it not be carried with indifference, but with reverence. The believer who truly understands this authority will no longer plead for victory. They shall enforce it. Amen. For in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth lies the fullness of redemption, the power of the kingdom of God, and the glory of the risen Son. The believer in Jesus Christ must no longer shrink from darkness. They must stand in the authority of the one whose name is above every name. The command remains the same. Ask in my name, go in my name, speak in my name. And through those who believe, the world shall once again see the glory of God revealed in and through the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.